Hello and welcome to the Disney Magic Hour, episode number 23. On this week's show, it's only the guys. To my left, as always, is Brian. Say hello, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Across from me is Scott. Say hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pete. And say hello, Pogo. All right, that was No Worries by Pogo. That's off of his new album, Kindred Shadow. You can find his videos over at youtube.com/Pogo. His music at soundcloud.com/Pogo Mix. And his website is pogomix.net. We are lastgenpodcast.com. For this show, find us on Twitter at Diz Magic Hour Pod. On Facebook, if you search for Disney Magic Hour, you'll find our little group. Head on over to iTunes, 5 stars, you know the whole deal. Google Play eventually. I looked it up today, though. And I couldn't find where podcasts would be yet in Google Play, so I guess it's not launched as of yet. I'm also assuming I would get an email.
I would think you would get one.
So, as you may have figured out from the introduction, Melissa is not with us tonight because she had some dentistry done late last week and still healing from that. So she doesn't really have like a speaking voice yet. So, or she really got it back today, but that's pretty much it. Like, we wouldn't have been able to do the background that we wanted to do on Bambi, which is the next movie that we are going to cover. So tonight, first off, welcome back, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's been, what, like a month?
Yeah, just about.
So what happened in between that?
Got married.
Yay!
And, yeah, just a lot of planning for that. Seeing as we switched the day, I had a softball that I do every Wednesday, so
yeah,
it kind of ruined that.
You know? Wait, what day is this?
Wednesday.
You're not playing today?
No, season's over.
Oh, season's over now?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're back in full swing.
Brian?
Yes.
That's enough out of you.
Okay.
Okay, so Brian is actually sick. You're going to hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
You got the bronchitis?
I got the bronchitis.
You're also wearing a shirt. Looks like Papa Smurf.
Hey, that was the idea.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. So what are we going to do this week? We're basically just going to talk about something that I get questioned a lot about, and that is, as a man, dude, why do I like going to Disney? That comes up more than I can explain, which I'm sure if you're a Disney fan, you get that question anyway. But I think that it gets even stranger when you're a man, because it's, I don't know, it has that weird attachment.
Yeah, it does. You know, it's got the, I have Disney stuff all at my desk at work, and I always feel a little strange.
Yeah.
You know, that, I mean, everyone there knows me now, so they know. They know my Disney obsessions, but, you know, yeah, it's, you always get those looks kind of when you tell people that you're a Disney, you're a big Disney fan, and you're a guy.
Yeah. And, like, we're also guy-ish.
Yeah,
like, I don't know how to put it without almost sounding insulting to anyone who's not, like, but we're guy-ish. We watch sports.
We watch sports.
We, you know, curse like sailors. Yeah. Not that that's a guy thing, but like, we play video games, we watch sports, we act like guys when we're, you know, like, there's nothing, I don't know how to explain
if
it without sounding
into a room,
offensive.
You wouldn't go, you know, oh, those guys probably like Disney stuff. That wouldn't be the first thing that crossed your mind.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have a Black Sabbath tattoo wrapped around my leg. I've seen Ozzy Osbourne and Metallica well over a dozen times each. I was into New York hardcore music when I was younger, but I also like going to Disneyland, Disney World, and I really like Magic Kingdom. Like, it doesn't make sense. Scott, you probably got the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, whenever I tell somebody, oh, you're going on vacation, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to Disney World. Oh, really? It's like, yeah, well, that's where I want to go. And then, like, a couple years ago, we went like 2 or 3 times, went for your wedding, we went before that. And where I was working, they were just like, you're going to Disney again? It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am, yeah.
And you got, I mean, you got a Disney, Scott's got the Disney tattoo.
Yeah, I got a quarter sleeve on my arm with Disney. And sometimes, you know, most of the times people say, oh, it's really cool, you know. But sometimes I'm like, why would you get Disney on your arm? It's like, well,
yeah,
because I like it.
Yeah, I know it always confuses people once they first meet me, and then it eventually comes out that, oh yeah, I have a time. You know, I actually bought a timeshare in Disney. Mm-hmm. You know, with little money that I ever have had, mm-hmm. but that I decided to actually invest in. I go multiple times a year. And now it's like, oh, yeah, I also talk about it every week or every other week, depending on our schedules and whatnot. So I get a lot of strange looks, but I think it's mainly from folks who just don't go.
Yeah.
Who've never gone. Or there's a lot of guys who are insecure and they can't just enjoy themselves a little bit, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, I think it's part of that. I think it's part the insecure and they just think it. They think it's not the guy thing to do. It's not a guy thing to be into Disney.
Yeah.
You know, that's not something that like a bro would do. So,
That's a better way. Yeah. Bro. Okay.
So there's that aspect of it. And I think it's a lot of people that don't go who haven't been in a long time just think it's kids' rides. You hear it all the time. You hear it with people, guys, men or women that are not Disney fans. I don't really know. But guys especially, oh, it's all kids' rides. There's no thrill rides. You know, I go watch a show, like, yeah, who's going to want to watch a parade? Things like that. They don't realize all the other things that are there.
Yeah. You know? I don't go just because of the parks. I don't go just because of that stuff. One of the biggest things for me going now in the last number of years was where we're going to stay and food.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, food's the big draw for me.
Definitely.
Besides the rides and everything, we love all aspects of Disney.
We go for the rides, but I stay for the food.
I stay for the food. Yeah,
I do. I really do.
You know, I get excited for the rides, but I get more excited for the food. Like, this reservation I got coming up.
Yeah.
In 12 days, I'm going to be eating at Boma. Like, you know, so.
Oh, are you? That's actually, well, no, is that a pretty accurate
that
number?
That actually might be pretty. Yeah, because I'm eating on
it's
Tuesday.
Somewhat
so
it's somewhat close.
No, we're 18 days right now. Away
from. Oh, you're 18 days. That's from right.
Okay. Yeah. So in 17 days, I'll be eating or 19 days, I'll be eating at Boma.
Yeah. It's that same with me. I love making our Fast Pass Plus, you know, our ride things.
Mm-hmm.
But I 100% am up at like 6 in the morning for the restaurants to make my dining reservations 6 months in advance, or whatever it is now, 180 days. So, you know, I get excited about grabbing a Rosen Crown, even though I've never had trouble getting a Rosen Crown.
Yeah,
I still am like, yes, I'm going to go to Rosen Crown.
Because that one time you don't get it, you're going to be like, what is this?
Yeah, I would. Actually, well, you know what? Luckily, now I can just beeline it to Raglan Road.
Yeah.
Raglan Road is like a bigger version of Rosen Crown with a much larger menu.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I probably now prefer it.
Yeah.
The only advantage, obviously, Rosen Crown is in Epcot.
Yeah.
So if you want to try to time out, you know, getting out there, getting an outside seat for a nice night and watch some fireworks, that's a great way to go. But yeah, the food for me has become one of the biggest things. But for me also, I think I am generally a creative person.
Yeah.
And I like going just to see what they're making.
Right.
And then experience it and try to figure out and fail miserably. How did they do that? Like, you know, what are they doing that makes this work? Or what are they doing that doesn't work for me?
Yeah.
You know, I don't like every ride there.
Yeah.
I don't like every attraction. There are things I don't really care for, and I just won't go on them again. You know, whatever. Yeah. I experience them. There are other things that I don't feel a need to do over and over again. Like Mission Space is for insane people.
Yeah.
Like it's a ride for insane people. If you want to go over and over again, you're insane. I enjoyed it. I'm probably not going to ride it though, like ever again.
Yeah.
Until they eventually announce that it's going away, and I'll be like, oh, I'll do it one more time before it goes. Because I being spun around like that doesn't, I don't get motion sickness,
mm-hmm.
but I am a human being, so that, you know, I'm also getting a little older.
Yeah,
and
true.
Getting juggled around for 5 minutes, regardless of whether or not I can tell it's going on, I can tell it's going on.
And it's in like a confined space, right?
It's really confined space.
Yeah. I've never done it because I've heard stories, and I'm like, I am just not into that at all.
The funny thing is, Kyle, we were just watching, because our trip is coming up in 18 days, so we've, at night now, we watch, I have on my DVR taped, probably, if somebody saw my DVR, they'd wonder why I have all the Disney stuff taped.
Yeah.
I have all those Travel Channel or TLC shows, whatever they are, of the Walt Disney World Resorts.
Yeah, Secrets of the Parks and all that stuff.
So we were watching behind the scenes at Walt Disney World last night, and Kyle saw the Mission Space thing. It's like, oh, we never went on that. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah. And you're not going to.
And you're not. Dad doesn't like tight spots.
Yeah, I feel like I was with you and you saw that area and you were like, nope.
Yeah, no, there's no way on that ride for me. I mean, I might try the
green.
The green room or whatever it is that doesn't spin. That one I could probably get through. But
even past the claustrophobia thing, see, I thought that was actually the thing for you.
That's the thing. It's the most of the claustrophobia. Okay. But I'm not also spinning, so I might be able to
balance it off a little bit.
But we'll see. Maybe Michelle will go on with them.
I wonder if that's worth it. I never done the green one.
I've never done it.
Is it worth it, or do you just kind of sit there and you're like, well, this is kind of silly?
I think you just kind
of
sit
there and
watch.
I assume it's the same thing, and then it's just not the simulation of you actually.
Then what's the point?
So you can experience the ride without getting sick?
What?
I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
I don't know.
Lay outside in the ground and look up at the stars. I have no idea. That seems really weird to me. Yeah. And now I want to do that.
It's like watching it on YouTube. It's basically what you're doing.
Yeah. Now I want to do that. Maybe I'll try that out when we go, because Lord knows there's never really that bad of a wait.
No.
Although there, you know what? There might be, because now that Soarin' is going to be getting its redo. Oh, no, it still should be open for us in December.
Yeah, it should
be
open fine, yeah.
So
I had a question going back to the motion sickness thing.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't know if this happens to you guys, but it does to me. Star Tours, the part where you blast into hyperspeed.
Yeah, hyperspace.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Really?
Yeah, like I literally, after the first time I went on, I got really like nauseous. Like my stomach was turning. I was like, I don't know what's wrong. Like it wasn't that bad. Like it moves you around, but it's not. But then the next time we went on, I literally closed my eyes for that part, and then I was fine.
I was going to say, did you ever try closing your eyes? So you close your eyes and you're fine.
Perfectly fine.
That's really weird.
Yeah. I guess it's the motion of you going forward with the video in 3D.
Yeah, like the effect.
Yeah. I guess it's just, but I don't, like you, I don't get motion sickness, but that's just like.
The effect then.
Yeah. I mean, I've never gotten sick from that ride. The only ride like that I wouldn't say I got sick, I just got physically damaged, was Back to the Future in Universal Studios.
Yep.
I smashed my head. Because unless I was sitting in the dead center of that car, if I was on the left or the right, I would smash my head against the bar that was in the car.
Man. Yeah.
Because you really got rattled around in that thing. And I hit my head solid 2 or 3 times during one ride. Yeah. And actually, I want to say the last time I was there with you guys was the last time I was there, which was the last time I ever rode Back to the Future. Or was it already closed for Simpsons?
No, it was still there.
Was it still there? Mm-hmm. Okay. That was years ago.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in so long, and I'm finally going to. I'm going to be at least in Diagon Alley on Saturday, Saturday night. I'll be there to finally check out one of the new portions of Universal. Because I'll tell you, when I was younger, you know, going back into like, you know, why we love Disney, when I first went to Disney, I was very, very young, and then I did not go again until I was 18. And me and the girl I was seeing at the time, Jen, we started going a lot then. But when I eventually went to Universal Studios, that became my park of choice. At that age, like 18 to 20, like that was the park I wanted to go to. That had Marvel, which, to be honest, Marvel at that time wasn't something that everyone was clamoring over.
Yeah, right? No, it
so
wasn't what
for
it
me,
is
it
now.
Was a huge thing. I was freaking out, like, oh my God, there's a Marvel park?
Yeah,
you know, that was a massive thing. I didn't even care that the storm ride was stupid and it was teacups pretty much. It was a storm ride, and I was like freaking out. So Universal took that for a while. And then I don't know what happened with the Disney stuff. I think I just started paying more attention to the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then Universal Studios started to kind of falter a little bit. Islands of Adventure has always been great, but Universal Studios started becoming the park where I looked around and said, I don't know if this is worth my money.
Yeah.
And then I started, you know, Animal Kingdom was really hitting its stride and Magic Kingdom was starting to do some more, you know, some new stuff. And as I got older, you learn to love Epcot.
You do. Oh, definitely.
You know, as for me, one of the big things now as an adult, even though I do not drink, is going to Epcot.
Yeah.
You know, I just enjoy walking around for hours, maybe picking hopefully it's food and wine when I'm going, because if it is, then it's the greatest park that they have. and just, you know, noshing away all day and just enjoying the hell out of that park.
Yeah, yeah, that, I mean, that to me is what I enjoy the most, is just the atmosphere of the parks, that the attention to detail and just the all the theming and everything. That's what I really look forward to. I enjoy, of course, I enjoy the rides, but I could just walk around the park. Like when we went for your wedding,
mm-hmm.
we did rides, but it was not a normal trip where we were on rides all the time.
No, it was a lot more
walking around, a lot more just soaking in the parks and stuff, and it was great.
Yeah. We were kind of showing people the parks also. That's why that was the first time that, because we had gone together multiple times, all of us, but that was the first time when a large amount of people came in and they had no idea what the parks were.
Yeah.
And I remember when planning the wedding, me and Mel said, you know, we wanted to get married in Disney, and we had, people on the family who were helping us put it together say, why?
Yeah.
We tried to explain it to them, but they didn't get it. They didn't really understand, like, why we wanted it there. Like, oh, yeah, we know you like going, but you want to get married there? And it wasn't until the trip that we had so many people, including guests who had never gone to Disney before, hadn't been there for like 10 years at least, coming up to us and saying, oh, now I get it. I get why you want to come here all the time. And a fair amount of those were other guy friends of mine who at first were, you know, what's what I'm looking for? Skeptical as to why do you come here all the time? I would always get questioned with that, but it's just, it's a comfortable place for me. Like now I know it so well. It also has that familiarity.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I feel very comfortable going there, which I will break that up now when we move down there.
Yeah.
We won't be vacationing, quote unquote, there, because we're just going to go when we want to. Because I don't want to be too comfortable with every time that I go on vacation. Not that I'm going to, you know, hike Everest or anything, but it's nice to go somewhere. I know exactly what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know what I'm getting.
You know, it's nice. I really sometimes feel bad for people who don't go all the time in terms of it's got to be very overwhelming.
Yeah.
So I can see why. I think sometimes that's part of the reason people, you know, have problems too, is they don't have a good experience. It's just so overwhelming, so much stuff to do.
If I went now for the first time, I don't know if I'd want to go. Not because, like, oh, they're losing their magic, but whatever stupid garbage I hear people say, and then they buy tickets anyway. It's more of, wow, there's a lot of people here.
Uh-huh.
You know, that was not the way it was. It is, I've never seen the place as consistently crowded as it's been the last couple of years, because people are vacationing again.
Everyone
is seemingly vacationing again. But when I first started going, when you went in the first week of December or you went in January, I always used to joke, you could walk up and down Main Street spinning in a circle with your arms extended and not hit anyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now,
you can't even do that in the bathroom.
It does not matter when you're going. Yeah. Like, there is a quote-unquote value time as opposed to other times.
Yeah.
But there's never truly, well, that was a whistle. There's never like a true, true dead period.
Yeah, no, it goes from insanely crowded to crowded.
That's manageably crowded
is a good way to put it.
You might get every now and then you'll find a week out of nowhere, but it seems that everyone has such opposing school schedules and vacations, and then you have a lot of international travelers.
Yeah.
And everyone is going to this place, and it shows in the attendance, because the attendance goes up every year, and that's why your prices go up every year.
Yeah.
Because the numbers keep going up every year. And a business's job is to maximize their profit until it stops making that number.
Yeah.
So as long as that number keeps going up, your ticket's going to keep going up. Yeah. It's never going to go down. It might level
off, maybe.
But it's never going to go down. I mean, that they would have to have something catastrophic happen to their attendance in order for that to happen.
You know, I wonder now if we're going to see a lot more once Star Wars comes into the park and eventually Marvel and that stuff, you know, it probably won't be as weird to see guy Disney fans, you know.
No, I think now it's already starting to take that turn.
And I think, you know what I think part of it too is where it started to is when this kind of, you know, the idea of geek nerd culture is becoming prominent, you know, because that's part of it. Like being a Disney nerd, you know, is part of it. And I think with that, it kind of, you know, it eased off so much, somewhat with that. But even if you're into non, even if you're not a Disney stuff, there's more than enough stuff, I think, at a Disney vacation for you to do. If you're big into, you know, if you like to drink and you like to eat, like we said, there's more than enough stuff. If you are into outdoors stuff, there's a ton of things to do.
Yeah.
You know, it's just knowing that they're there.
The Wild African Trek.
Yeah.
If that's still the name that it's going under, I believe it is. If you had to say, I got a non-Disney fan here, what do you want to do? And you know, you had the budget to do it. I'd say, like, let's do this Wild African Trek through Animal Kingdom, because you don't have to enjoy Disney. I think Epcot and Animal Kingdom almost has zero to do with you enjoying the Disney brand.
Yeah.
I mean, it has touches, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I feel those are the two safest bets. If you get somebody who says, well, I don't really care about, like, the movies and princesses and stuff like that, take him to Epcot. Take him to Animal Kingdom. Hollywood Studios? Yeah, I guess so. I mean, well, I wouldn't right now just because of what's going on and the big transitions that's going to be going on. I don't know how much the Season of the Force or whatever they're going to call it. There was a rumor. We put it on the site, too, which, I don't know. I was very iffy about posting that. But there was a rumor that they're going to be changing the name of Season of the Force.
Well, yeah. The thing is, the dates all were correct and everything. It's just, I didn't, yeah, the thing about them changing the name is.
Yeah. I didn't read that anywhere else, and we were kind of quoting another site. So, I don't know. It would be weird if they changed that days or a couple of weeks after they had just announced it. Yeah. It'd be really weird.
Yeah.
I would understand it if they did it, because if they wanted to get away from, oh, California has this and Florida doesn't, why not? Because it's the same exact event. It's called the same event. Even though you could do that for the, you know, the Christmas and the Halloween parties, like, they're not identical.
Yeah.
But people are weird.
Yeah.
You know, people are weird. They get thrown off by very, you know, things that I wouldn't blink twice about. Others are like, well, what does that mean? It's like, well, it just means it's got the same name. It doesn't have to be identical because it's, you know, on opposite sides of a country. You know, it's not going to be the same thing. So, anyways, what was I going with that? Hollywood Studios.
Animal Kingdom, yeah.
I don't really know if I would bring somebody who is trying to get initiated into Disney into there.
Yeah, I think you really have to.
Just because it's a mess right now.
It is, yeah.
They're going to be like, hey, there's not a lot to do here, and it costs like almost $100. What's going on? Yeah. what is going on?
Yeah. I think you have to really, you know, gauge the type of person that you're bringing, you know, to which park is best to introduce them to. But like we were saying, I think Epcot and Animal Kingdom are the two most non-Disney, if you got a guy who's not really into Disney at all.
Yeah.
Those are your two safest bets. And I mean, there's so much other stuff. If you got somebody who's into outdoor stuff, Fort Wilderness.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Has so much stuff. I think I'm pretty positive. They have archery. They have horseback riding. You can go fishing. You can do all sorts of stuff.
And you don't have to be a Disney fan to enjoy that.
No, that sort of stuff you don't have to. There's golfing all over the place.
There is.
They have tons of golfing courses. So there's more than enough stuff.
Yeah. Plus they have all the stuff in Downtown Springs. That's basically Disney shopping. Yeah.
You transformed it. That was good.
Exactly. I didn't want to say, you know, but they have all that, and they have the resorts that have the beaches and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So if you're really into, I've had people say all the time, why do you want to go to Disney? It's not even really a vacation because you're walking all the time. You know, why don't you want to just go lay on a beach? Well, because that's not interesting to me. Like, that's a one-day thing, and then it's like, all right, what are we going
to
do?
Also, you could do that at Disney if you want to. That's a great thing.
Yeah, you could lay on the beach and, you know, stay at the hotel, go in the pool, you know, and then, you know, if you want to just go at night to watch fireworks, I mean, who doesn't like fireworks?
Yeah.
The devil. No, he loves them.
Well, he's probably not going to Disney.
No, anyway. He quite loves fireworks, actually. I will say that. He's a pyro.
Yeah, but I mean, I've definitely heard people say all the time, well, that's, you know, you need a vacation when you get back from Disney. It's like, yeah, but I like that.
If you want to go commando in the parks and all that, and you want to go nuts on that kind of stuff, yeah, you could also just do a hotel vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could 100% just go to the resorts, relax. I mean, you guys are going to be staying at Animal Kingdom in a couple of weeks and whatnot. Just go out on the deck.
Yeah,
that, you know, that's
go
a resort.
onto your balcony and go watch animals.
You don't even have to stay at your resort.
Yeah, you can resort. Resort hopping is a thing in its own.
Yeah, you can go to every other day or every day. You can go to a different resort, check it out. Maybe go to the restaurant there that's in that hotel.
Yeah,
And, you know, that could be your vacation.
Yeah, there's so much stuff.
I was going to say that, especially during this time of year, resort hopping takes on a whole nother thing because the way that everyone is decorated for Christmas and the holidays is a sight unto itself. So that would also be a way to do it. You know, Brian, you were talking before about the rides, but I wouldn't say they have thrill rides, but they have some close to thrill rides.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would put Everest at the top of that list for me personally. Mm-hmm. I think it's their best roller coaster
experience.
I agree.
Aerosmith is a pretty good one. It's a little short, and it tends to have its best moments in like the opening 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And then it's just kind of hilly, but it's still fun. Tower of Terror, I don't know anyone who can't enjoy that and get a thrill out of it.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
there's a thrill to it. Mission in Space, I would include that also. Other things that I think Toy Story Midway Mania is such a universally open ride. Like, you don't have to enjoy anything about Disney.
No.
You know?
Yeah, it's like,
playing a video game.
So I was going to say, it's kind of like playing a video game.
It's just like taking a nice little video game break.
Yeah.
So
I also think Soarin' is not really a thrill ride, but there's nothing like that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know of any park that has a ride that's like that.
I want to say that there is something like that actually in Disney, but I'm blanking.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I mean, just
Disneyland has it also.
Yeah, no. I was thinking of something different.
Oh, I mean, the first time I was on that, and you do the
rise up. Yeah,
I was kind of like, "Whoa, what the heck's going on?"
Ascension,
yeah,
the worst tag team in WWE.
Oh gosh.
Another reason that I like to go so much is it's always, as much as I said before, it's familiar. It's also always changing. Mm-hmm. Maybe to the effect of why is every park under construction, but that is part of the appeal for me to return and go back as much as I do.
Yeah.
Is that because I know, I'm curious, like, I cannot wait for Star Wars, even though we're going to have to wait forever.
Yeah.
I am really excited about the new Soarin'.
Yeah.
You know, when that comes out, that's going to be one of the things I'm anticipating the most. I'm drooling over Avatar.
Yeah.
Because that's a little like more within grasp. I mean, I want to say it's 2017.
2017, yeah.
So that's a little more in grasp. And I think that Epcot is getting ready for big changes.
I think so.
I don't think Captain EO needs to be in that park anymore. I'm happy it's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
It could not be more dated if you had the year that it came out just flashing your eyes the whole time, which it pretty much does.
Yeah.
Without actually having the numbers flash in front of you. I know that they're putting in the Pixar Disney animated shorts into there
with
a 4D experience.
Yeah.
That seems like a temp.
Yeah, no, that's obviously a placeholder.
That seems like a temp. And I don't know. I'm kind of leaning towards maybe something with Inside Out.
Yeah. I mean,
I would love that. They need something over there.
Inside Out has to be in it. Like something like that. They need to inject some of that stuff into the actual Imagination Pavilion. Figment's never going to go anywhere because he's kind of like the Epcot mascot. So that's fine. And he's great. I love Figment. But they need to inject some of that. Inside Out is perfect.
You don't think they need to redo that ride? Journey of Imagination?
Oh, no. That ride can be redone. But I meant Figment himself
as a character. You want the character still there.
Yeah,
but that attraction
have Figment
needs to
interacting with some of the other Disney properties, maybe.
What did I say that I wanted? Oh, Muppets!
Muppets! Yeah. Oh, yes,
yeah.
That's another Muppets. Great place for them. That whole all of Epcot Future World really needs.
You could
other
no-
than
you
living
could knock
with the
it
seas
all down
with Nemo's and Friends because they just did that.
Yeah,
there's really.
Well,
oh,
no, I mean, Living with the Land is great, and Soarin' is great.
Living with the Land.
We're talking about Future World, though. Like
yeah.
Future World can. There's nothing future about
no,
it.
No, Future World, that's what I mean. Everything's got to.
Yeah.
But Test Track is new, so they're not, you know, that's fine. Ellen's Energy Adventure.
That needs to go.
That needs to go.
I want The Universe with Neil deGrasse Tyson and Bill Nye.
That would be.
I would burn down communities filled with people if it meant me getting that attraction. It'll never happen, but it does seem like an Epcot thing. That would be phenomenal. Or But someone could have the argument, well, they have a space thing with Mission Space, but this would be like more of the universe, not just Mission to Mars with you going down a sled, you know, down a rock, kind of the way you do in Hoth, actually, in the Star Wars attraction. It's like the same exact thing.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, stop building things that just fall over. Then again, that was in the movie The Martian just recently, too. So that's not the sliding, but the tipping thing. Yeah. I would love to see something new come over to that part of the place.
And that would be great, too, because I know Mission Space, but that's like, this is like educational. Mission Space is not educational.
Yeah, I want entertainment. I want edutainment back. Yeah. I really do, because the edutainment, when it's fun, it's really fun.
Yeah.
They do it well. They really know how to balance it, and that was kind of what Epcot was built on. Not that I want the Epcot of the 80s back, because if you look... Wow, that place looks like the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, everything is brown and very rectangular. It looks like it. Every time I see that, and I don't know if anyone's going to get this, I instantly think of shopping in McCrory's with my mother.
Yeah.
Like that, there should be an Orange Julius near the front. And that should be, you know, like that's the Epcot that I remember from being a kid. And I don't want that back. But I need some new stuff. And I was just watching Cosmos again, which is the Fox produced program done by, actually also produced by Zach MacFarlane, that was done by Neil deGrasse Tyson, basically a follow up to Carl Sagan's Cosmos way back. I want to say that was the 80s.
I love that show.
Early 80s, the original Cosmos, I believe, maybe. But the new one is spectacular, and he just sells.
Oh, he's sells.
You know, he's like
the part in Spaceship Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're going up to the top and then you see all the stars, and they could do something like that with like a planetarium almost type thing, but just like top notch.
How about if we don't get the universe ride? What if Neil deGrasse Tyson just kind of did a new narration?
Yeah.
Would anyone be against that?
No.
I mean,
see, and then like at that point. Obviously, you can't do it with how Spaceship Earth is now because it's a, you know, nonstop. But if they had something where they built another structure and they did something like that, where you have like a spot where you just stop for 2 or 3 minutes and they give you a little educational thing and then you keep on, you know.
You know that's never going to happen.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, no.
Wait, am I crazy in that when you're on Spaceship Earth, that section, the very, like one of the very first sections, maybe it's just because my eyes are still adjusting to the dark, the mammoth hunter scene... I can barely see that.
Yeah.
That projection is so dim, I miss the awful animatronic. Wasn't it an animatronic way back, like, originally, or was it just a different video?
I think it was a different video.
Okay. I miss that because I can't see that picture.
Yeah.
I can barely see it.
I just see, like, almost like silhouette.
I always wonder if it's just me because my eyes are weird.
Yeah.
You know, I am very, very light sensitive. So that because I worked in a movie theater for 10 years, you know, I never was out a lot in the daylight. When you work, you know, 5 days a week, the morning shift at a movie theater, you go in, it's dark, you come out, it's dark, nothing like sun doesn't exist. So I always wonder if it's just me, but I'm starting to think it's not. I think it's just not dimly shot.
It's not a very bright.
Or maybe just too much sunlight is getting into that room because it's so close to the front.
Yeah.
You're getting just enough spill that it's not working. I really wish they would rework that.
You know, what's also difficult with that, too, is because as soon as you get into the darkness, they turn on that screen.
Darkness.
And then you got to put in all your information, you know.
Oh, that's right. You are pretty far in there, actually. Yeah. That couldn't be from the sun.
Yeah, I think it's from the screen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Because you're looking at the screen trying to pick what you want, even though it's not extremely bright,
your eyes maybe aren't adjusting.
Exactly.
That's a good point. I'm going to try next time. I'm just going to close my eyes. I've done that thing 100 times. I don't need to do it anymore.
Just Star Tours it.
I don't.
Just close your eyes.
You close your eyes on Star Tours?
No, just
what
for
is
just
the point
part.
Of
going? No, just
that,
for that
oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Just for that
oh,
part.
Now I thought you were extending it.
Yeah, because then why even bother? I could just shake you in a chair
for
5 minutes, and that's fine.
Oh, yeah. And show me I mean, Brian, you were touching on it before. Star Wars is going to be, you know, coming into the parks. It's already kind of it's going to have somewhat of an imprint already in Hollywood studios and slow rolling out. The fireworks are going to be a nightly event,
yeah.
Which Wow.
Yeah.
I know you guys haven't seen those in person.
I can't wait, though.
Good Lord. That is a special event. That's special event fireworks. That'd be like if they turned around and they were like, yeah, Hollow Wishes, every night, guys. Every night this year. We're going to do it all the time.
Yeah.
That is pretty much, if they stick with the same show, what they did, what they've been doing at Hollywood. That was incredible. Also, I'm a sucker for Star Wars, so when that music hits and the fireworks go off, I'm ready to, I'm just excited.
You're like a kid in Christmas.
Yeah, I'm absolutely, I'm just dying excited.
Now, what are they going to do with that and Fantasmic? Because doesn't Fantasmic have fireworks too?
Yeah, but
yeah, they go
different shows.
Times. Yeah. They're not going to do shows at the same time.
Yeah. Also, Fantasmic. Whatever. Can we get rid of that? Can we do something new with that too?
No, forget it, because...
Do people love it?
Well, you know why Brian doesn't like it.
Yeah, people love it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's not, I mean, it's not horrible, but it just needs to be, it needs to be, it needs to be changed.
Because of the Pocahontas thing?
Besides the
Pocahontas. Yeah, no, just
thing.
That scene.
Even without the Pocahontas just thing. Just that scene needs to go. But no, even without the Pocahontas, it still needs to be, if they cut Pocahontas, it would still need to be updated.
Maybe when they're done doing everything else, they'll take a look at that. Because they cannot touch that, though, right now.
No, they cannot. But
because
I mean,
they have nowhere else to go.
Honestly, they probably won't, because people, it's not like people don't go. That place is always packed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, if they, if
Fantasmic
people are going,
fills up.
You know,
honestly,
that's cool.
Was it last year? I think I went and I saw it for the first time because I didn't really go when we went, and I was like, the "show's really not that bad."
No, it's not horrible.
No, it's
but
not
I think
a bad
seeing
show at
it
all.
Every year, I'd be like, "Okay."
I haven't seen it in years, so I wouldn't mind going again. But every time we plan to go again, me and Melissa basically say that's a lot of time to,
well, see, that's the
to
problem.
Dedicate towards that, unless we got a fast pass.
Unless you get a fast pass, but that's the problem, because you gotta wear mine and you gotta get in there, and it's a while to get out sometimes.
Yeah.
And you know, all the other things that they have, their nighttime shows, are you can walk up as it's starting and you can watch it for the most part. You don't have to pre-plan any of that stuff.
And the worst thing about Fantasmic is the stroller parking.
Well, that's
the worst
thing about Disney World. Yeah. That's the whole place.
Yeah.
The stroller situation, I don't know. They got to start getting like balloons that you can put kids in.
Yeah.
Just hold them like
a
balloon.
You got a Metagear Solid 5 of them.
Something. Yeah.
But,
that would be so great. I would just be doing it to everyone.
Yeah.
Just sneak up on them. Floom.
Just let them go.
What's the phrase on that?
Something with an F.
Fulton?
Fulton,
I think it's Fulton.
It, yeah.
Fulton them up into
Fulton
the sky.
Fulton them away.
What's other? I mean, I don't know. I was trying to think of some other reasons why.
Well,
one of my biggest things with. You all right there?
Yeah.
It's like La Boheme. Points if you get that reference. But don't like get consumption, because that's not good. No, what did she have? She didn't have consumption. She had tuberculosis.
Yes.
TV's not good.
That's not good either. No. Yeah. To people, to any, guy, if you ever meet like a dude or whatever and they say something very stupid using specific stupid wording towards why, they don't not interested in Disney and whatnot, just get over yourself, man.
Yeah.
Just really get over it.
I mean,
I'm somebody who, I'm an avid Rangers hockey fan. I'm a big Met fan. I enjoy football, even though I have issues because of the number of domestic abuse things that keep going on in that thing.
Yeah.
You want to know my biggest complaint with that is, actually, just a quick tangent. The league always kind of says, like, we're going to look into this and we're going to discipline this guy. But then all of his teammates always say the same thing. Like, we just got to support him through this tough time, and he's our, one of our leaders.
Uh-huh.
It's like, wait a minute, why don't you actually be a man
and
say, that guy's a piece of trash. We got to deal with him because he helps us win.
Yeah.
But beyond that, I don't care about him. I just want one player to step up and say that about one of these trash bags that they have, which is seemingly on every other team.
Yeah.
Anyways. Just get over yourself, man. Enjoy it. I mean, relax.
Don't.
It's just silliness.
People just have to keep up appearances, I guess. I don't know if that's the right word, but, it's not going to lower your cool factor if you're into Disney.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so at all. And, you get to be a kid again. Who doesn't like, who doesn't like that?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. When we go, we always usually go as a group, or me and Melissa have been going now for a couple of years, just the two of us. But we'll always meet up with a couple of people. And almost everyone's mood just changes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not thinking about all the other garbage that goes on outside. You're in a very isolated... I mean, you are in the Disney bubble.
It is. Yeah, you are. That is an accurate term, the Disney bubble.
And I do think that something else that kind of puts a weird stigma on being a Disney fan is some of the Disney fans.
It is earned. I will agree. Yes.
It's earned because there's some strange cats out there who are defensive to the point of nuts when anything about Disney comes up. Like, you can't criticize Disney without them being insulted. It's like, well stop.
Yeah.
Stop yourself. It's the same as when a guy, whenever I have a conversation with somebody who's a big sports fan, and they'll be like, all right, I get this with a couple of my friends who are Yankee fans. You'd be like, you know, Yankees, man, you know, they're all about like tradition and stuff. I'm like, they don't care about you. They want your money.
Yeah.
That's it. You get so upset when you see, like, I remember when the Yanks lost in the wild card this year.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of my Yankee fans, they were really upset. And I said to them, you know, the players forgot already, right?
Yeah.
Because they're
already
gone.
In their mansions.
Yeah, they're gone on their $10,000, you know, round trip around the
probably
world.
Probably in Disney.
Probably in Disney, yeah. And they don't care. And they're not going to care that you're at work right now. And if you get fired tomorrow, no one's gonna care.
Yeah.
Like, relax. I hate to say it, but it's the same thing with Disney. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I see a lot of people getting super pissy about, oh, they're doing remakes. Even when it's not a remake. This was something that I thought was really fascinating. They announced Universal, or I think it was Universal, whomever, said Chloe Mertz is going to be playing Ariel in a live-action version of Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. And I read comment after comment. How could they do that? How could they remake a Disney film? Like, wait, stop. Let's get some reality. That is a film that Disney adapted.
Yeah.
It was a fairy tale. It was a Hans Christian Andersen song long before anyone ever in the mid-80s or whenever decided to start production on a Little Mermaid film. Yeah. There has been ballets. There have been other versions of it. There have been animated versions of it even, like, you know, very unknown cartoons. There's been 100 different things done with the Little Mermaid. It's not a Disney property.
Yeah.
Disney's Little Mermaid is.
Right.
So, and then it was like, well, the story can't be the same. It's like, well, actually it can. It could be extremely similar, because if getting similar stories to make your own stories was a suable offense, Disney would be in court every day. And they usually are.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever a movie comes out, someone pops up and they're like, hey, I made this 10 years ago. Can we take a look at this? It happened with Lion King, which never went to a court or anything. But you could take stills of the Lion King and put it up against, oh, I forget what the name of it is, the White Wolf? I don't remember what the name of it is. You can literally put them side by side. It's the same animation framing.
Yeah.
With the lion up on the cliff and the father's face in the clouds as the son is talking to his dead father. Not to mention that Lion King is Hamlet.
Hmm.
I mean, sorry, not Hamlet. Hamlet.
Hamlet, yeah.
I mean, let's just forget totally that it's Hamlet. But people were genuinely distressed that Disney would allow this to happen. It's like, that's not what their job is. If they come out and everyone starts singing Under the Sea,
then we got a problem.
Of course, you're going to get sued.
Yeah.
But if the girl has red hair and is a mermaid, that's not Disney property.
No. Yeah, no.
That's just two characters based on the same source material that look alike.
Yep.
That's it. That's as far as it goes. And, you know, people got all up in arms about Mary Poppins. I can't believe they're remaking Mary Poppins, which no one ever said. One wrong article must have said that and spread it about, but it's a sequel.
Yeah.
Because Mary Poppins had more than one book, had a number of books.
Yeah.
And they've decided, you know what, we can do more with this character. We've only done one. That'd be like when Empire Strikes Back came out. And if everyone was like, you're redoing Star Wars. It's like, no, there's... It's a different story.
Yeah. You know, same character, different story.
Even with this Star Wars, it'd be like if someone was saying, oh, you're remaking Star Wars. Like, no, this is episode 7. That was 1 through... Like, they're totally different things.
Yeah.
You know, they're connected, but they're not the same thing. And it's that kind of jump down the throatness that everyone, you know, freaks out about. And I think it really does. It puts like a cloud over the Disney community a lot of times, because as we all know, whoever shouts loudest is going to get heard first.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people who have absolutely no interest in Disney, but they know of those Disney fans.
Yeah.
And they think that's all Disney fans, where in my opinion, that is the extreme minority.
I agree, they just
shout the loudest.
The thing is, too, and you'll see it on all different groups and message boards.
This stretches everything, by the way.
But I'm just saying, you'll see that. It's people that maybe are interested in Disney. They're coming in looking for help, looking for questions, and they kind of get belittled sometimes for not knowing Disney or not knowing what they're talking about, or they miss, you know, they something is one thing and they call it something else, and then, you know, they get hounded for it, and then they're just like, well, screw this.
Yeah,
well,
why do I want to be,
you know,
part
why
of
don't
this
we be part of this group when, you know, but that's not the majority. That's just the vocal minority, which is what it always is. It's always the vocal minority.
The internet is the vocal minority.
That's what it is.
That's usually the ones who are going to comment and bitch and whine the most. I saw it happen again recently. This was really, really confusing to me. Actually, it happened with that article. Somebody actually said, like, oh, I think you may have gotten it wrong. They're just canceling Star Wars weekends. And I was like, well, it's a different thing. But I said, I kind of explained it. But all he was doing was, you know, he thought that we were referring to the original canceling of Star Wars weekends.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, no, that's not actually how I meant it. But, you know, thank you for pointing it out, blah, blah, blah. And then someone later was like, I totally agree. They should have never canceled Star Wars weekends. I'm like, no one ever said that. Like, that guy who you're commenting on, like, that literally is not what he said at all. And they were very, very upset because they, I believe he worded it in a way, it was like, they're screwing over, you know, the fan base. It's like they're building
a whole land.
They're building a land. Yeah. Like, it's the biggest expansion Disney has ever done. And it's for the thing that you love most.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to get Star Wars weekends right now because they can barely handle construction and make a park work in a park with a lot of space.
Yeah.
In Hollywood Studios, I think it's going to be nearly unvisitable. I hope it's not. I hope they figure out a way. But it's that really seems a stretch.
Yeah.
That it's going to be an enjoyable place to visit during these next 5 years or whatever it takes. And Star Wars weekends just doesn't apply anymore, unfortunately.
No.
When something is going on year-round and you say, hey, but we got weekends, you'd be like, what? It's like going into Home Depot and being like, hey, it's tool weekend. You're like, yeah, well.
Yeah, it kind of is all the time.
Yeah, you got tools all the time, though, right? Yeah. Do you sell them all the time? Absolutely. Are they on sale on other occasions? Oh, yeah. Well, is there any difference on this one? No. What the hell are you talking about then, sir? And then you would leave and never go there again.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, the only difference is the guests. So
yes, but I'm sure I wouldn't doubt that they're going to incorporate that throughout the year somehow.
And I think they're just going to call it something different than weekends.
Yeah,
they're going to call it something
else.
You know
what? Yeah.
I mean, they already came up with a name. They're like, Seasons of the Force. Does that make any sense, anyone?
Yeah.
No. Does I mean, like, literally, like, really break down that and try to make sense of that, like, in the Star Wars vernacular or anything. Season of the Force. What the hell does that even mean? I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Is it only going on during winter? Is it only going on during spring? Like, is that the season?
Yeah, there's only four to pick from.
I mean, is it like 'tis the season of the Force and it's starting in
Christmas? That would have been good. I like that one.
But, like, they have to come up with stuff because they're building a grander thing. So just look past. You have to start looking ahead of things and get a little excited.
Yeah, I mean, I had somebody on one of the Facebook things that I'm part of. I don't remember which one it was. And they said something like, oh, they're changing
all this.
No. they're changing all this stuff with the parks and I'm not even going to go. And, you know, how could they do this? It's like, all right, then don't go.
Yeah, don't go.
You're making it better for everybody else.
No, the thing is, though.
That's the point.
We all think that we're so important, but if we were, their attendance wouldn't keep going up every year.
Yeah.
With the amount of complaining that I've heard about the ticket prices going up, attendance keeps going up every year. So you know what? Either you went anyway, or you didn't go and it didn't matter.
Yeah, because 15 other people went and you didn't.
Exactly. You just got replaced by somebody else. It's like the job I'm in now. Mm-hmm. If I got fired tomorrow, it'll be like a big difference in my life, but the job I work at will not miss a beat.
No.
They will literally just replace me with some other yutz within a couple of days, and that's it. And Disney is a business, and they're a really well-run business. Like, they are a machine right now, especially.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
With all the different things that they got going on. Now, they could fall on their face with a couple of these live adaptations, and then you're not going to see any of the other ones.
Yeah, but then they'll quickly stop them.
They'll quickly stop them, yeah.
They have their hands in so many things right now.
Yeah.
And so many of them are peaking or at a peak, you know, yeah. So...
You've got to hit a crash eventually.
Either that or...
You know, you're going to hit it somewhere. You know,
they're just juggernauts.
Just not Star Wars. That's.
I think Marvel, if anything, Marvel would be the first one where people, I don't want to say turn on, but they will tire of.
Yeah.
Because Marvel has been working off of, and I'm a massive Marvel fan. If you would have told me a number of years ago, like, hey, you're going to get like 13 movies, I would have slapped you in the face, called you a liar, and laughed at you. Especially if you would have said, oh, the one that's going to kick it off is Iron Man. Yeah. And like, no one knows Iron Man. And no one knows Thor. Like, no one cares about these. I do, but no one else does. Yeah. Like, me and my ilk, you know, we all love them, but no one else is going to care. So, the Marvel films, though, have kind of followed a wee bit of a pattern of... Every finale is stuff falling from the sky, like we've talked about this before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Almost every finale of every film. If we go to Iron Man was clean, although they fell out of the sky, actually. I forgot about that. Iron Man 2, there was a lot of stuff falling from the sky because there was all the drones.
Yep.
But we can kind of look past that. Avengers was stuff falling out of the sky. Winter Soldier was stuff falling out of the sky. Captain America, the first one, literally fell out of the sky. Guardians of the Galaxy was things attacking from the sky. There's a little bit of a pattern that needs to stop.
Yeah.
So I worry about those films getting dry.
Well, that's the one thing I really liked with Ant-Man, is that did not end that way.
It did not end that way. No, it had a different ending.
It was a intimate one-on-one fight. Yeah.
It was a one-on-one, which is what I wanted, and I think Winter Soldier is their best film. But they do intercut a one-on-one fight that I was really interested in with, we've got to shoot things out of the sky.
Yes,
and I was like, oh, of course you do. I know you do, because you got like five other characters in this film that would just be watching if you didn't do that. So I understand the purpose behind it. I'm hoping for something more. Oh, and of course, Ultron was literally a city falling from the sky.
Yeah.
And also, you know, you get the evil monkeys. The evil monkeys is you have one guy and then all of his minions attacking everyone.
Yeah.
And they've done that a lot of times too. That was Guardians, that was Avengers, that was Ultron. So I could see once Robert Downey Jr. steps away and once they have to start going through the very painful process of, do we recast these cats or do we put them away for a while? Marvel's going to find a little bit of a weird space, but Netflix and stuff seem like safe refuge for them, I think. I think that's going to introduce a whole new way of keeping the Marvel wave going.
Yeah.
Because films are hard.
Yeah.
They're hard. They only come out, you know, once every couple of years, talking about a specific franchise. But, you know, you only have a couple of shots per year to have them work. And when they don't work, you take a massive hit.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't had that yet.
Yeah.
Which is great, which is crazy also. But... You know, even Pixar put out some iffy material eventually.
For a bit, yeah.
And that's kind of where, you know, it has to happen eventually. Disney didn't release Snow White for the last 70 years. You know, they released some bombs.
They've had stretches where they've had not good
movies. We have had Home on the Range.
Yeah, we've had Home on the Range, Chicken Little.
Which
I...
Bland.
Yeah.
Bland beyond... It's blander than if you told me there was a Chicken Little film... And I already am thinking, I don't care. It's worse than that. Like, we've been lucky so far. Like, we're doing the movie reviews, and so far it's like...
We're going to hit that stretch.
We're going to get some ugly times, you know, down the line where we got to sit through things and try to enjoy... You know, not try to enjoy it, but, you know, make it worth others' times to listen to us talk about it.
Yeah. Try and find the good aspects of it.
You know, it's easy to talk about Snow White. It's easy to talk about Dumbo, in my opinion, and all that stuff. This is cake.
Yeah.
Talk about great movies? What, are you kidding me? I can do that all day. You want to talk about some bad movies, though, or mediocre movies?
Yeah.
Which, bad is fine. If you give me a terrible movie, I love it. Because I can talk about that all day.
Yeah, yeah.
You give me a boring film, and I'm gonna sound bored.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have to find something else. I don't know. I have to figure out who got fired from what original draft and what happened behind the scenes, because that'll be the only way to keep those things interesting.
Yeah.
Because sometimes a movie is just a bad movie.
Yeah. You know? There's quite a few.
So, did we answer our question at all?
I think so.
This was kind of like a free form. This is actually kind of like this.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I mean,
Melissa's fired.
Melissa, fired.
Fired, Melissa.
You know,
great. The week I come back, she's fired.
But I think it's pretty, you know, evident from listening to us talk that we just love everything about Disney for the most part. There's all the different aspects.
I really do.
Unabashedly. Same with me. Like I can't. Of my whole vacation, see, when I go, also, I don't let the little things bother me on vacation. That might happen. Well, no, they always bother me. With me. But like the little things, like, you know, my room wasn't quite ready when I was hoping it would be ready. It's not ready for 4 hours later. I'm in Disney. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
You know, like, you got to try and do that also. Like, I just love going there. I'm so excited. I haven't been there in 2 years. So I'm just...
I'm so excited, whenever, in a couple of weeks, if I go to my room and there's dirty towels in there, you want to know the last thing I'm going to do? Take photos of it and make a post about it online.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever.
You know what I'll do? I'll walk down to the front desk and say, hey, can I get some fresh towels in my room?
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, they missed something. Thank you. That's it. Have a nice day. Now, if I go in there, there's like a polar bear, and I got to fight a polar bear to the death. All right, you know what? I'm gonna put a post up.
Yeah.
I'm gonna post that.
Yeah, well, I'd post that with video.
I'm going to post that with video.
You could have just like closed the door and ran away.
No. No. That's my room.
That's my room. That's my room. Bear's room.
Everyone would yell at me. Be like, you killed a bear. I'm like, I know. I killed a bear. I'm like, oh, you think I just killed a bear? Like, I killed a bear by my bare hands. And I don't have actual bear hands. I have like bear hands. Yeah. Like nothing on them.
Yeah.
He had bear hands.
Yeah. And then you still killed him. Then you made a necklace out of his teeth.
Yeah, why not? Okay. Yeah.
And a rug out of his fur?
But yes. Okay. Where do I? I don't have a knife.
You don't need one.
I have to fly from New York. Then I'm amazed if they're going to let me have luggage at this time of year, actually.
That's true.
I'm going to give myself a little bit extra time to get through the airport this year.
Well, that's funny, actually, you said that, because...
Killing bears?
No.
All right, tell me more.
No, but Brian said about your room not being ready, because the last time we went there, we were staying at one of the Value Resorts. And
they go, I've heard of them.
And they go, we get to the room and we look around and we go, what's supposed to be in that little space right there? We're thinking for like 15 minutes. We're like, it's supposed to be a fridge. There's no fridge there. So we go down to the front desk and the guy's like, oh yeah, we had a recall on all our fridges.
Oh wow.
I was like, wow. He's like, yeah. So sorry. And I was like, oh. All right, well, I have a kid, and he needs, like, juice and stuff like that, so, like, you know, can we get something? And they're like, oh, yeah, and they gave us, like, this big styrofoam...
A bag of ice.
Yeah, a couple of bags of ice, and then the styrofoam, like, cooler. Yeah,
okay.
And they're like, we're really sorry. And I'm like, well, what was happening? He's like, oh, they were, you know, shorting out, and they were, you know, there was, you know...
Possibility for
electrical fires and stuff.
Yeah,
and
I was like, of course.
All right, we'll get that out of here, then.
Yeah, exactly, like, yeah.
You know, but most people, if they heard, they would throw... A tantrum.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't
know.
How
can you not? This is Disney. You can't find a refrigerator?
Yeah.
It's like, no, we don't just have refrigerators. Those are all at the bottom of the lake.
Yeah.
That's how we made this place, with broken refrigerators. Didn't you watch the DVDs?
Frigidaire.
Like, that's everything. Seven Seas Lagoons? Frigidaires all over the place. You can walk on them if you get down far enough.
Those aren't fishes. Those are fridges.
<That's> so great. Oh, man, they really should make a tour of Discovery Island.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they should do that.
I mean, from a height, though, because I have no idea what's on the ground in that place.
You don't want to know.
It's got to be like Australia. Yeah, it's got to be like...
There's a snake eating an alligator right now. But I would love so much to go through there without having to maybe swim to my death.
Yeah.
And get eaten by an alligator or a crocodile, whichever one would be in
there. Have you guys been seeing I think by Splash Mountain, there's one like hanging out by Splash Mountain.
I'm sorry?
Right? Is that where it was?
I saw something about the Splash Mountain.
What? Splash Mountain. There's like a little baby alligator.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Just hanging out.
Wow.
It's like Splash Mountain and that. No, because where Big Thunder Mountain is right next to it, there's like that little lake area. Well, it's
where the ferry boat and stuff. Yeah. Where, you know, the,
well, they must have found him immediately, right?
No, I've seen him really? For like a couple of weeks, like people taking different pictures of him.
What, are they waiting for something? That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. But it might not be there. I could be wrong, but I know there's some by the resorts. I think Port Orleans Riverside.
Oh, we saw some in the water.
Yeah. But I believe whenever there was one in one of the parks.
Whenever we took the ferry from Grand Floridian over to Magic Kingdom, we saw a couple. And I was like, oh, well, that's why you don't go in that water.
Yeah.
It's a good reason.
It is.
It's good. Death is always a good reason.
Yeah, death's
it's
good
just
reason
throwing some sharks. Make it a thing. Yeah, make it a thing.
Yeah.
I want to get some e-ticket attractions on that water.
Yeah. Can you survive the swim?
Yeah, like or you go with a boat that has a tiny hole in it and you might sink.
Yeah.
But like it depends on how fast you can paddle.
Yeah.
And that's another ride.
That's like one of the, what do they call those?
Death
mud runners. No, the mud runners or whatever they call.
Oh, those, mud runners?
Oh, the mudders.
Tough mudders?
Tough mudders, yeah.
That's yeah.
You do one of those.
Are fun.
You have to get to the end of a alligator-infested lake.
Yeah.
The small canoe.
That's gonna be leaking a small canoe.
Yes, you gotta, leaking,
yeah. We need everything in there.
Yeah. That's if you don't make it across in time.
I'm surprised they haven't incorporated that stuff yet with their Disney Marathon stuff.
Yeah. What, like alligators?
No, like a tough mudder type thing.
Yeah.
That'd be fun through Animal Kingdom. They could probably come up with
something
cool. Yeah,
they could probably
cool
do something cool with that.
Yeah.
That'd be really nice.
Get them on the horn right now.
Yeah, you got that number?
Yeah, it's 1-800.
1-800 Iger?
Yep.
Is that still
Iger?
Work?
I don't think that one. I think that one's been disconnected.
Yeah. Bob Iger, that's seven letters.
Yep.
Right? So that's it, right? Yeah, 1-2-3. Yeah, Bob Iger, yeah. 1-800 Bob Iger?
That's it.
Try that now, see what happens. So what did we learn today, folks? We learned a lot. We learned that I enjoy hockey. We learned that Rosen Crown is pretty good.
Yeah.
Domestic abuse is bad.
Domestic abuse is bad. NFL, get on that or do something. Man, hand out Ritalins or something. God, that is annoying. I'm getting so sick of that league.
Yeah.
Just start kicking guys out or something. Giving them a couple of game suspension is almost, it's even worse.
Yeah.
It's so insulting. God, I hate it. I really hate it. What else did we learn, Brian? What'd you learn tonight?
I learned that you can be a manly man and still like Disney.
I think so. I'm okay with that. Scott, yes. What did you learn?
I mean, we all have beards.
Yeah. We have beards. We all have beards. We're over 6 foot, and we're not the lightest of chaps.
No.
No.
You would think we might be some linebackers or something like that.
Yeah. I would say I'm the smallest, and I'm weighing in at like 235.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You don't have to be...
And that's another thing about Disney that I love. I'm sorry. Because I'm a big guy, and I can fit on all the rides with no problems. Like, leg-wise.
Oh, yeah?
Weight-wise. Yeah, I never have any issue.
I was curious if you had
any
issues.
I never have any issue at all. The only one that's a slight issue is Big Thunder, I believe.
Yeah, it's got the laps.
Yes. but I just with my legs more.
Anyone who's not a child...
Yeah,
finds out a tight.
But
fit,
I have to cross my legs. But I have. But it's. I can cross it comfortably. It's nice.
Didn't they? They made those a little larger, though, didn't they?
They did. And if you ask them, I believe there's one of the carts in the middle is longer.
It's a little bit
bigger.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah. So that's
husky cart. Do they call it the husky cart?
They should.
That'd be so great.
It's the age cart.
Yeah. Call it husky. They got to wear like a straw hat when you wear it when you're on it.
Yeah.
Good
overalls.
You have to wear overalls. You know,
a straw.
Yeah.
I'm down for it.
Husky train.
But yeah, so
all right, guys, we're gonna call it a night. Melissa's asking, when am I gonna come home? I don't know.
Never.
Why she's asking. 9 o'clock. What time is it? It's only 8:15. It's early. Hope you guys enjoyed this sort of off kilter. Oh, did that hurt you? Is off kilter isn't there anymore? Look, off-kilter was fun. I miss off-kilter. I will say I miss off-kilter.
Yeah.
I've tried sitting through the woodsman thing.
I haven't seen it yet.
You know, the thing is, I know that they're so safe, no one can get killed or harmed, and that's why I don't enjoy that show.
Because
when I watch something with lumberjacks and chainsaws, I partially am watching, praying that something goes wrong.
Yeah.
So I can see someone live... But get horrifically injured.
It's like the people like, that watch NASCAR for that.
Yeah, it's like I don't watch boxing if they're like if they're in bubbles, like I wouldn't watch it. I'd be like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much like I don't care about anything else. My review of whatever they're calling that show in Epcot is no one's gonna get hurt. They're supposed to because they're lumberjacks. I don't know why I'm here. Like that's my entire review.
It's like watching NASCAR and you don't see a car crash.
Yeah. Didn't you just say that?
That's what I said, yeah.
Okay.
He's repeating me. It's okay.
I didn't hear you because you were
coughing.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I once.
Give me some prudence.
It's like you're doing a, I don't know, you're like Jack Palance.
Yeah.
Well, I know you better be better in 18 days or we're going to have problems.
No, I'll be fine.
Yeah, they don't.
I'd go there. I'd walk around with the flu. I don't care.
Not going to let you fly.
I would love to go on Tower of Terror with you with this voice right now.
Yeah. Like Nicolas Cage and Moonstruck.
Johnny kept his wife. Johnny kept his hand.
Yeah. Moonstruck. Good movie. Good movie. Good soundtrack. Madame Butterfly. Got suicide in it. No, they went to go see La Boheme. Didn't they? I think remember. That was the play they went to go see at the Met. Because she said, I can't believe she died at the end. And Nicolas Cage was like, well, she had tuberculosis or something like that. Anyways, go see Moonstruck. Why not? Who cares? All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed this strange-ish episode of Disney Talk. And next week, we're going to be back. Well, I don't know. Is it next week or the following week? Well, it has to be next week because I'm going to be gone the following week.
Yes. Yeah, you're gone the following week. So,
next week, we are going to do our Bambi episode. And then the following week, me and Melissa will be in Disney. And we are going to try to do something there when we see you guys on Sunday the 6th.
Yeah.
And then I'll get that up and online for everyone around the 8th or 9th of December. So there's going to be a little break in there. But Bambi will be next week, and then we'll probably be taking a week off or so, or a week and a half off.
Yeah.
Just because we won't be here, then Brian won't be here, and yada, yada, yada. So when we get back to that, I hope you enjoy it. But yeah, Bambi next week, and then a live recording from Disney in Hollywood Studios, right?
Yeah, yeah. Extra Magic Hour was on
Sunday, December 6th. Sunday, December 6th. We're going to be in Hollywood Studios, the crew of us. And me and Melissa will be there the 1st to the 7th. If anyone's going to be around, let us know. We got our schedule all straightened out and whatnot. And, you know, if anyone wants to say hello and whatnot, we will be around.
Yeah, actually, we're there. When are we there? The 6th through the
11th.
6th to the 11th, yeah. And I think we're going to meet up with Lou on Saturday during the day.
Okay.
Because he's doing a meetup. And then I want to say a charity. He's raising some money for charity that night.
Okay.
Nice. But the night, we have to go over to Gringotts. Diagon Alley. So have a good night, everyone. Right now, you're listening to No Worries by Pogo. You can find his videos over at youtube.com/Pogo. His music at soundcloud.com/Pogo Mix. And his home address, pogomix.net. We are lastgenpodcast.com. Find us on Twitter at Diz Magic Hour Pod. That's D-I-S Magic Hour Pod. On Facebook, search for Disney Magic Hour, and we are there. And if you're a part of that group already, invite your friends and family to join. Of course, the ones who would actually want to talk about Disney, because that'd be weird otherwise.
Especially if they're dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them it's okay.
It's okay.
Let's intimidate them. And hop on over to iTunes. Give us a 5-star review, please.
Oh, we did get another one. Yeah, we have 20 now.
Ooh. Oh,
you keep talking.
All right, I'll keep doing this stuff. You know what? Actually, I'm at the end of my spiel.
All right, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, give it a. It's all right. They're listening. Yeah, no worries.
I just checked yesterday and hadn't gotten.
It's good. I really love this track, actually.
Yeah.
I really, really like Kindred Shadow.
Yeah.
If you haven't listened to all of Pogo's album, Kindred Shadow, you can listen to the whole thing on YouTube and I believe on SoundCloud. And then you can head over to his website and it's a pay your own price model for the whole album. And I really think it's great. And we're, you know, he's been a really awesome supporter of us. And I just thought it would be fun to say this. Okay. We have another review. Is 18 and 19 new?
I don't know if we read 18, but I know 19 is new because that's from November.
You know, I'm not sure if we read 18 either, so I'm going to throw that in there. KM Rada says, very informative and interesting topics with adult Disney fan POVs. Nice work. Thank you very much. And loving this show by Sydney LJ92. Always on the search for great Disney podcasts, and I'm so glad I stumbled on this one. I'm loving their film review series. So much great information on films I haven't seen since I was a kid. Definitely worth a listen. Thank you very much for the support, guys. That's hugely appreciated. So if you haven't yet, hop on over there. Just give us a little hello and whatnot, and that'd be hugely appreciated as I say that again. Say goodnight, Brian.
Goodnight, Brian.
Say goodnight, Scott.
Goodnight, Scott.
Goodnight, Pete. Say goodnight, Pogo.